We'll start over, Mr. Sorensen.
What's that? Order, please. We'll start with an invocation by Member Kaisley, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Will you join me in prayer? Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, when everything is in a state of transformation and change and we are beset with uncertainty, we look to Thee, who changest not, and who is ever an ever-present help in time of need. This county board is itself in a state of transformation. We are grateful for the wisdom and insights of our former board members, Rick Dean, Mike Sweeney, Ann Harding, Walter Clark, David Selzer, and Terry Baggett. They made solid contributions to this county, and they are missed. We are thankful for their faithful service to McLean County. And we look forward with hope and anticipation to the contributions which Jim Soldner, George Wendt, Lori Woolrab, Sonny O'Connor, John McIntyre, and Eric Rankin will provide. We pray that you will endow them and all of us with wise counsel and vision of the steps which we must take to transform McLean County into an even better place to live and work and raise our children. Lord, we are going to lose our experienced and dedicated county administrator, John Zunick, early in the new year. We have benefited immensely from his guidance and are deeply appreciative of his service. Grant us wisdom and insight in selecting a new county administrator. At a time when confidence in our state government has ebbed to an all-time low, let us renew our efforts to give the citizens of McLean County honest and efficient county government. Teach us to be truthful, to be fair to everyone affected by our actions, to build goodwill among all groups of people and avoid divisiveness, and to act in ways which will benefit all of the people of this county. We pause in silence in remembrance of our former county board chairman, Jake Ringer, who died last Friday. May his soul rest in peace, and may his loved ones be comforted. Finally, our Heavenly Father, enable each of us to become instruments of your heavenly peace, proclaimed by your holy angels 2,008 years ago. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Kaisley.
Present.
Cavallini.
Present.
Gordon.
Present.
Hasselton.
Here.
McIntyre.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Knuckles.
Here.
O'Connor.
Present.
Owens.
Present.
Rakowskis.
Here.
Rankin.
Here.
Renner.
Here.
Segabiano.
Here.
Soldner.
Here.
Wendt.
Present.
Woolrab.
Here.
Ahart. Bostick.
Here.
And Butler.
Here.
And Sorensen.
Present. 19 present. We have a quorum. There are no requests from members of the public or county employees. We have the consent agenda. Are there any items to be removed from consent? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve consent? Motion Owens, second McIntyre. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We have the standing committees, Executive Committee, Vice Chairman Owens.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have several items for action this morning. Items A1A is a request approval of an ordinance amending an ordinance describing and designating an area located partially within the city of Bloomington, the town of Normal, and unincorporated McLean County as enterprise zone, and I so move.
Motion Owens, second. Kaisley, questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. A1B is a request approval of an ordinance establishing a holiday schedule for county employees for the year of 2009, and I so move.
Motion Owens, second. Cavallini, questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. A1C is a request approval of an ordinance establishing county board meeting dates for calendar year 2009, and I so move.
Motion Owens, second Segubiano. Questions, comments, or discussion? Point of reference for those of you who have been around, and Ben pointed this out at the executive committee meeting, typically we have to adjust our July meeting date back 1 week for both a combination of the holiday and the NACO convention. This year that's not necessary for scheduling reasons. So we have a motion, Owen Segubiano on the floor. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a general report can be found on 373 to 383, and then other various minutes from other meetings found there below. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer.
Are there any questions for Vice Chairman Owens? None heard. Finance Committee, Chairman Owens.
Thank you. We have several items for action. B1A is a request approval to update the lease agreement with Showbus for vehicles as recommended by Building and Zoning through the Building and Zoning Department, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owens, second. Renner, questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. B1B is a request approval of an ordinance of the McLean County Board amending the 2008 Combined Appropriation and Budget Ordinance for Fund 0103, the WIC grant program, through the Health Department, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owens, second. Gordon, questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
B1C is a request approval of a resolution amending the fiscal year 2008 McLean County full-time equivalent position resolution associated with an ordinance to amend the fiscal year 2008 McLean County combined appropriation and budget ordinance for Fund 0103, the WIC grant program, through the Health Department, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owens, second. Wohlrab, questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. B1D is a request approval of an ordinance of the McLean County Board amending the 2008 Combined Appropriation and Budget Ordinance for Fund 0102, the Dental Sealant Grant, through the Health Department, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owen, second. Rakowskis, questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank you. B1E is a request approval of an ordinance of the McLean County Board setting fees to be charged by the McLean County Clerk for copies of birth, death, and marriage certificates through the County Clerk's Office, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owens, second. Moss, questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank you. B1F is a request approval of a resolution of the McLean County Board approving the general compensation plan for non-union employees for fiscal year 2009 through the County Administrator's Office, and I so move.
We have a motion, Owens, second. Second O'Connor. Sorry about that. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Thank you. A general report can be found on pages 420 to 434. I do have two other items for information. At our meeting, we have changed the meeting time of the Finance Committee. It will now be the first Wednesday of every month at 4 o'clock in this room. They previously had been held at the first Wednesday at 7:30 in the morning. However, Monday, January the 5th at 4 is when the Finance will be meeting this month in January due to some lack of a quorum on the 7th. So that meeting will be changed, and there will be a new calendar revised and sent out showing that reflection.
Thank you. Any questions for Chairman Owens of the Finance Committee? Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings several items for action. The first is item C1A, is request approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the McLean County fiscal year 2009 combined annual appropriation budget ordinance in the Child Advocacy Center, and I so move that.
A motion, Renner, second. Rakowskis, questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And then item C1B and C I'd like to take together. These are changes in our current budget ordinance for 2008 and then the upcoming 2009 fiscal years in order to accommodate a Department of Justice grant for $333,000 that'll be over three fiscal years. Excuse me. And so item C1B is request approval emergency appropriation ordinance amending the McLean County fiscal year 2008 budget ordinance in court services, and the request approval and emergency appropriation ordinance amending the McLean County Fiscal Year 2009 ordinance in also in court services, the general fund, and I so move it.
All right, we have a motion, Renner, for B and C, seconded by Rankin. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And item C1D is something I'm unfortunately going to have to pull because apparently all contracts are being reviewed, given the situation, putting it charitably, in Springfield.
Let the minutes reflect.
In item C1E, F, and G, I'd like to move together. Request approval of an intergovernmental agreement between the County of McLean for centralized booking in Illinois State in the Sheriff's Department. Request approval of an intergovernmental agreement between McLean County and the Town of Normal for centralized booking. And request approval between the County of McLean and the City of Bloomington for centralized booking in the Sheriff's Department. And I so move these three.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Gordon. Questions, comments, or discussion?
Myself not voting on C1E.
So noted. Member Knuckles not voting on C1E. Other questions, comments, or discussion? Member Moss.
Just a technical clarification. I spend about half my job correcting the spelling of the chief's name. It's A-I-K-I-N, for what it's worth.
Thank you. Bloomington Other questions,
chief,
comments? Excuse me?
Bloomington chief, I should clarify.
All right. Other questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And then item C1H is request approval of a letter of understanding between the County of McLean or McLean County Board and the Regional Office of Education for McLean and DeWitt Counties regarding the McLean County Jail Education Program. That's the GED program in the Sheriff's Department, and I so move that.
A motion, Renner, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? Member Casely.
Should the region be McLean, DeWitt, and Livingston County?
Yes.
I move that it be amended in that way.
Is it correct in the agreement?
We're going to check the agreement to make sure that it is correct or incorrect.
Yeah, you left out of county. You need to add Livingston.
What's the page here?
Okay.
451.
So in the agreement that starts on page 449 through 451, Member Casely is absolutely correct. It should be the McLean, Livingston, and DeWitt County Regional Office of Education.
DeWitt, Livingston, and McLean.
DeWitt, Livingston, and McLean.
Under the law.
Under the law. All right, so we have an amendment presented by Member Casely. Any debate or discussion on the amendment? I think it can be. I think without dissension, the amendment will stand. We'll now go back to the original motion, which is to approve it as presented with amendment to include the name correction to the Regional Office of Education. And we've got motions and seconds, and we're done. So all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And then item C1I is request of an approval of an amendment to the intergovernmental agreement by and between the County of McLean, the McLean County Sheriff, and the Bloomington Normal Airport Authority, and I so move that.
Oh, motion, Renner, second, McIntyre. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And then item C1J is request approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the McLean County Fiscal Year 2008 Combined Annual Appropriation and Budget Ordinance in the Coroner's Office in the General Fund, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Rakowskis. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And our general report is found on pages 461 to 482.
Great. Are there any questions for Chairman Renner of the Justice Committee? For the record, Chairman Renner, you've used up like January, February, and March worth of space on the agenda. Land Use and Development Committee, Chairman Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Land Use and Development Committee brings one item for action this morning, item D1A, request approval of grant funding awards from the McLean County Solid Waste Management Fund as recommended by the McLean County Solid Waste Management Technical Committee, found on pages 483, 484, and I so move.
We have a motion, Gordon, second, Saldner. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report is found on pages 485 through 491.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chairman Gordon of the Land Use and Development Committee? None heard. Property Committee, Chairman Bostic.
I bring four items to the board today. 7E1A is a request approval of an ordinance amending an ordinance adopting and enacting rules and regulations pertaining to the public use of all county parks and recreational areas and providing for the enforcement of said ordinance and the fixing of penalties for its violation, and I so move.
Great. We have a motion, Bostic. Second, Moss. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And I would like to group 70 B, C, and D together, and these are extensions, yearly extensions of existing leases. So it's a request approval of a lease and contract, contract extension agreement number 6, extending the lease of the courthouse building. Item C is extending an amendment to the lease and operation of the city-county office building where we're at now. And item D is a request approval of attachment 18 for the amendment to the lease of the Law and Justice Center. And I move all three of those, please.
We have a motion, Bostic, to move E1, B, C, and D. Is there a second? Second, Renner. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And we have our general report on 497 to 507. Thank you.
Great. Are there any questions for Chairman Bostic of the Property Committee? None heard. Transportation Committee, Chairman Hostleton.
I just remembered.
Jim, that's your job.
Okay.
In case you didn't know.
Do I get credit for it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big points for that. Thanks.
To explain, project started in 2007 and carried over into 2008. Construction costs exceeded the budget amount. The auditor has advised a budget amendment to cover those expenses is necessary. Therefore, we request an approval of an emergency appropriation ordinance amending the McLean County Fiscal Year 2008 Combined Annual Appropriation and Budget Ordinance, McLean County Highway Department Fund 0123, McLean County Highway Department 0055. So moved.
Thank you. Motion, Chairman Hostleton. Second, McIntyre. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Additional information in this department is can be found from 510 to 517. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chairman Hostleton of the Transportation Committee? None heard. Other business and communication for the board today? Report of the County Administrator.
Good morning. At your place, you'll find a copy of a memo from myself and Bill Yoder concerning trying to schedule an orientation workshop for county board members. List of topics are the topics that we've covered in previous workshops. We're certainly open to suggestions and would encourage board members, if you have suggestions of other topics of interest, to please let the county administrator's office know. What we've suggested are that you look at your calendar for January 20th, which is our next county board meeting, or February 17th. Try and do this early in the new year. These workshops generally occur right after the county board meeting, and we request that you try and reserve 2 to 2.5 hours for the meeting in order to get through the topics. What we generally do is have the state's attorney's office do a fairly lengthy presentation on the legal issues. Then we ask our building and zoning department to talk to you about the zoning ordinance, land use issues, and the Zoning Board of Appeals. And then the county administrator's office, along with other county offices and departments, will talk about some of the other topics that are listed there. So at your convenience, if you could let Judy in my office know if you have a preference for one of those two dates, and also if you have any other topics of interest that you would like us to add to this list. And we will be putting together a manual that we will give to all board members, whether or not you attend the workshop or not, just including all of the information that's going to be presented at that workshop. So thank you.
Member Gordon.
I would just want to note that my personal preference would be to go to February 17th, if for no other reason than January 20th, there's something that's going to be on TV starting around 11 o'clock. It's called the inauguration. Now, if we have an extremely short meeting that day.
That's important to everyone, but for some of you, more important.
It's the inauguration of a new president of the United States.
Absolutely agree.
Okay. Just thought I'd mention.
I couldn't help it. Other questions, comments, or discussion?
You should have tried a little harder.
Any other business or communication for the board? We have bills to pay. Bills totaling $6,802,938.92. Is there a motion to pay the bills? Motion Owen, second Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. And we are adjourned until January 20th, 2009.